Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Tom. And in this episode of Flash in the Pan, Sexy Vampire, I'm Falling in Love, So Just Bite Me, Baby, and Drink All My Blood. We grew up in a world of online animation, and we're digging you out for your consideration, bringing you the tunes that made us who we are. Flash in the Pan. Hello, boils, ghouls, non-boonery fools. This is Flash in the Pan's Halloween episode that's like a week late. Oops.
It's not quite a week late. Yeah.
It will be by the time they're hearing
this.
By
the time it goes out, yes. At the time we're recording, no.
Hello, this is your cool podcast with cool folks. That's us. That's Alex. I'm Tom.
Hello.
She and I are going to talk about some cartoons from the interwebs from the way, way long ago. And you're going to listen and you're going to hopefully enjoy. You might even watch along with us, which you can do by clicking on our website, flashinthepancast.com. And of course, if you like what you hear, then you can support us at patreon.com/flashinthepan. More details about that to follow. We've got a bumper crop of spooky tunes for your spine-tingling entertainment. And we're going to start with an absolute banger, because we are going to be beginning with Spooky Scary Skeletons. This does have some flashing colors and lights and is quite loud, so be warned. Spooky Scary Skeletons. I can dance to.
Ah, my fucking ears.
Oh yeah, it is quite loud by default.
That is understatement. That's blown out as fuck. Holy shit. Yeah, I had my volume turned up to like the normal amount and had to turn it down.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Okay, so while you're recovering, tell me your thoughts.
Aside from the bass drum that peaked the fuck out, like, I'm not sure what's going on in the mix here, I like the remix,
oh, yeah.
A lot, and the visuals are really, really cool. It's very, striking.
There's so much variety as well.
Yeah. A lot of different, art styles thrown in there.
Yeah, we've got like a sort of classic Flash skeletons made of different limb parts, which are kind of puppeteered together.
Yeah,
we've got some 3D stuff with like a roller coaster and an ambulance track, which look very stylish. We've got a lot of painted backgrounds, and like digitally painted skulls and so on. And the overall effect is like a really fun mishmash of spooky skull stuff.
Yeah, it definitely held my attention for the just shy of 2 minutes that this is on for.
Yeah, this is almost like three or four different music video concepts in one.
Yeah,
and they're all like, I mean, there is a very vague plot. There are a couple of recurring characters, but it's mostly just, hey, here are some cool skeletony visuals
cool
to go along with this
bones to look
sweet
at.
Beat.
You like bones, right?
Bones! Yeah.
The scariest fucking thing you can see at Halloween. That's how you know it's spooky time when a skeleton pops out.
Well, you know, we've all got bones inside us.
What?
Just a couple, but
oh,
they're
no.
in there.
Jesus Christ, how do I get them out?
Well, usually you see the easiest way is to go to a dentist.
Alright.
Because those are kind of luxury bones.
Wait, teeth are bone? I know, it's fine, I know.
There is one fun little Easter egg, which you can only really catch by pausing the video at just the right time.
Ooh.
There is a little showcase of different cool skulls, but one of them is a ghost. It's a picture of a ghost, and the ghost has a speech bubble next to it that says, actually, I'm going to ask you to read this in your best Manchester ghost voice.
I don't know that I can do Manchester ghost voice.
Okay, then just do a regular ghost voice.
Okay. I am a ghost and not a skeleton, thus I should not be in this frame. Clearly has been an error. If someone could relocate me, that would be splendid. I dare say this is quite the conundrum I am in. I am rather flustered at this turn of events.
Clearly nothing more spooky than showing up to a meeting and realizing you're not meant to be in that meeting.
Not happened to me yet. Waiting for it to happen. But eventually it will. Not yet.
I have had that experience before and I don't recommend it. It sucks.
I know colleagues who have been told they need to be in a meeting and gone to it and been like, I'm not supposed to be here. This is not a meeting for me.
Mm.
This does not involve me or anything that I do.
Yeah. But yeah, this is really fun. Like, there's always something fun going on. We get some fun word art going on. We get some really weird stuff. Like, there's one kind of long coil of spine with different skulls attached to it.
Yeah.
At one point, we see, and this is something that could have been the entire animation, but it's just a snippet of like a whole band of ghosts, and one of them is playing a bunch of skulls. One of them is playing wind chimes. One of them's got bongos. One of them is a ghost worm in a hat sitting on top of a big speaker. And also, there's just a weird kind of slime ghost with eyes on stalks, and those five on their own could be their own like cartoon adventure.
Yeah,
but you just see them for a snippet, and it's very fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun. I enjoyed watching it. My definitely recorded on Halloween is enriched by seeing this cartoon.
Yeah, I agree. I would like to know if you had heard this song before.
I've of course heard Spooky Scary Skeletons before.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it a few times over the years.
Yes.
This particular remix, no, I have not heard this.
Yeah, no, I was... So from the title, I was expecting it to be the original kind of undoctored version of the song, but no, yeah. It's a proper remix with like a heavy bass, and I think it really works. It really works for the energy. Like I forgot, there's even like a kind of flapjack looking stop motion pirate.
skeleton,
which is great. There's a mad scientist. We get like a bunch of animal skeletons. There's just endless variety here, and it's great.
I was on the lookout for some like obvious reference to Murray from Monkey Island, but I didn't really see one.
No, it's not very referential. It's mostly it's mostly all original fun spookums.
It's quite reserved for a Newgrounds thing. You usually get like at least one or two references. I don't think there were any in this, really. I didn't really catch... Well, there's nothing that really jumped out at me where I was like, oh yeah, that. And I was like, no, this is all just new stuff. I think if this was made more recently, you'd probably see an Undertale in there somewhere.
Oh, you would absolutely see a Sans Undertale.
Yeah.
Or even a Papyrus Undertale.
Maybe even both of them at the same time, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many pop culture skeletons. And maybe that's why it was decided to forego that.
Yeah.
Because maybe the creator wanted to make a more unique statement.
No Jack Skeleton, either.
No Jack Skellington.
No Jack Skellington. Maybe the most famous pop culture skeleton that there is.
I mean, and especially given that this came out in 2007.
Yeah.
Where, like, the sort of Hot Topic adoration of Jack Skellington, or even Corpse Bride, which was more recent. Those could have shown up, but no. There's no need, because we have all the skeletons we need.
I never saw Corpse Bride.
Corpse Bride never wanted to see it. It's alright.
It's alright. That was the impression I kind of got, because everyone always talks about Nightmare Before Christmas, but nobody really talks about Corpse Bride.
There are many reasons for that. Mostly, it just doesn't leave much of an impression, at least on me.
Tim Burton movies people mention Nightmare Before Christmas and Edward Scissorhands. That's pretty much it.
I think like his first 10 years had you had Ed Wood. You had Beetlejuice.
Oh, shit. Wait, whoa, hang on.
Batman, Alex?
I forgot he did Edward and Beetlejuice. Yes.
And Batman?
Batman.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
And Batman. Yeah, that one. That's the one. Okay. So his first few movies, like, really good. And then after that.
Yeah. I think Burton discussions can happen elsewhere because many, many, many people have done very long video essays about the Burtonverse.
You'd have a whole podcast about Tim Burton. Yeah.
There were probably already podcasts about Tim Burton. Hey, if you're listening and you do a Tim Burton podcast, email in flashandpancast@gmail.com. But we are not here to talk about Tim Burton. We are here to talk about the creators of this cartoon in a section that we like to call Flash.
Extra spooky. There's an extra spooky.
Flash. Yes, okay. So, this was created by the animator Zeke Spacey Lizard and has a song by Red Mongoose, which is remixed from the original, which I will talk about shortly. But first of all, I want to get into Zeke Spacey Lizard and this cartoon in particular. So, this cartoon, since being uploaded in October of 2007 on Newgrounds, has garnered 130,000 views, has a very high average rating, was front-paged and got daily second place. No surprises there. This is great fun.
Yeah.
And also, it's a really catchy remix of a very fun song.
Yeah.
So, Zeke Spacey Lizard was... I know we say prolific on this podcast quite a lot. Zeke Spacey Lizard, to Newgrounds alone, uploaded 364 tunes.
Jesus, what the... What?
Between 2004 and 2006... between 2004 and 2008, he claimed to be producing a cartoon a day. Many of them are short, gross little shitposts or, like, weird animation tests or just, like, a bad joke. Or even some drama about other creators that he didn't like very much. Or mean-spirited parodies of whatever was popular at the time.
Yeah.
He was also involved in a lot of collaborations, collaborations including such illustrious titles as the Emotions collab, the Amish collab, the Peeing Cow collab.
The fuck was in the Amish collab?
The Waltzing Hogs collab 1 and 2, the Piss collab, the Tub Girl collab.
There are so many.
There are
God,
so many.
No.
And so much of Zeke Spacey Lizard's early work into the mid-2000s is very much informed by the anything goes gross out anarchy of the Newgrounds community, you know? Every topic is up for trying to make funny out of. You've got Kim Jong-il with, like, a flappy head on a go-kart.
Sure.
You've got, like, Smileys beating the shit out of each other with hammers. You've got turtle races.
Oh.
Yeah. You've got the Clock Crew. Uh-huh. You've got or Weird Elmo, or He-Man's gay, that kind of thing, you know. You know, the weird kind of unpleasant adolescent background noise of the mid-2000s internet.
Yeah.
You've even got compilations of, like, fan art of anime characters but fat, overlaid with audio clips of people retching and vomiting and screaming.
Good.
Excellent. Yeah.
Well done. Good content.
Yeah. Yeah. However, there was a shift in Zeki Spacey Lizard's... I keep almost saying that wrong. Zeki Spacey Lizard's oeuvre. Because in early 2009, he ended up becoming a collaborator with Weeble.
Weeble?
And producing a number of really high-quality film parodies.
Oh.
Such as parodies of The Wizard of Oz, of Ghostbusters, of Armageddon. that were also tie-in adverts for the 2008 Cadbury's Cream Egg marketing campaign.
That is a... That's quite a turnaround from the Tub Girl collab.
Oh, don't worry. He was still doing weird gross-out shit at the same time.
Wonderful. I wonder if Cadbury's ever looked at his output and went, oh no.
So, like, you know, he releases Weeble and Bob, Armageddon, and then two videos later, he releases A Pile of Rancid Dicks. and then, yeah, from the end of 2009 to 2011, it's all Weeble Cream Egg stuff. Because that partnership lasted a while. And included, like, an Avatar parody, like a Back to the Future parody. A Black Swan parody was the last one
Damn.
That he posted up on YouTube. So on Newgrounds. However, at that point, his Newgrounds page goes dead. And in fact, there was a news post posted by Hans van Haken, about whom we've previously talked, saying, this is Hans van Haken speaking for the late Zeki Spacey Lizard. Don't come to this profile. This is a dead account. Instead, go here. And the word here links to Zeki Spacey Lizard's main page, weirdurl.com. I should mention one cool thing that Zeki Spacey Lizard did. For several new news posts, especially in 2009, was just linking a bunch of, like, cartoons and inspirations and like both, like, classic and modern media that he found inspiring. So, like, he would unfortunately the links appear to be dead on the modern Newgrounds, but he would link to things like How to Kiss by Bill Plimpton, which is, like, a classic, weird as hell, gorgeous, grotesque animation. Mm. He also was very active in the community. I mean, it makes sense, right? He collaborated with a lot of things. He contributed to an awful lot of stuff. And this is when he was still, like, in his teens to early 20s still. So, yeah, very active member of the Newgrounds community, then drops it to go legit. Because
nice.
Zeki Spacey Lizard is now better known as Nathan Malone. Nathan Malone is currently an employee of Studio Yotta. He has been able to work for shows on Netflix and Disney and Adult Swim. He has a very long and storied career in animation at this point. So yes, he has worked for Studio Yotta, who have done work with people as diverse as Ego Raptor and Cartoon Network and WayForward and Disney and Adult Swim, including titles such as Smiling Friends, DuckTales, Animaniacs, Amphibia, lots and lots and lots of stuff. And Nathan is also working as an artist very prolifically. He has this one character who's a pig who he draws up, who he dresses up in all sorts of fun costumes and outfits and so on. He has ArtStation, Tumblr, all the sites you would expect. He's also active on Twitter and other places. Recently was thanking people for an outpouring of support following a health crisis. He appears to be in recovery and doing better, which is lovely. Nathan has been part of art and animation industry stuff online and off for over 20 years now. And there are no signs of him stopping anytime soon, which is pretty damn cool.
That's pretty cool.
So yeah, Nathan Malone, we will almost certainly be looking at more of his stuff in future because, like I said, immensely prolific. And even though a lot of that stuff is shitposty and weird and just not worth our time, a lot of it is actually pretty cool.
Well, the spooky skeleton thing definitely was cool.
The spooky skeleton thing was very cool, and I very much like it. However, that's only one side of the coin, because we also need to talk about the song. So the song is a remix called Shock Your Soul Spooky Scary Remix by an artist called Red Mongoose. This is, according to one Newgrounds comment, a certified hood classic. So Red Mongoose was a musician and remix artist making stuff for a bunch of cartoons on Newgrounds from 2005 all the way to 2012 and is still active today. He provided the soundtrack to the Felix Colgrave short film The Elephant's Garden back in 2013, which is very good. And he continues to work and make very cool and fun music. The song itself, Spooky Scary Skeletons, the original, was a song by a man called Andrew Gold, released in 1996 on his album Andrew Gold's Halloween Howls, along with titles such as Halloween Party, The Creature from the Tub, and Witches, Witches, Witches.
Excellent. Those are some good song titles.
Yeah, Red Mongoose, who is now best known as Red.M, is active on Twitch, on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, etc., including having a gaming channel called Red Man Ghost. One reason I wanted to highlight this is because he had a recent post on Twitter, a thread on Twitter even, about spooky, scary skeletons. And this is, I'm gonna be reading this verbatim, and this goes into some controversial territory.
Okay.
So this was posted on September 7th, earlier this year, 2023. Quote, this is going to be a long thread, so strap in. Back in 2007, I made a remix of Spooky Scary Skeletons by Andrew Gold. This was the first introduction of the song as a meme to the internet. I asked my animator friend Zeke S. Lizard to make a cartoon for it, and he agreed. The animation he made was submitted to the was submitted to the annual Newgrounds.com Halloween contest and won third place overall that year. This single act is what skyrocketed that song to fame. I don't need you or anyone else to tell me I'm wrong about that. I was there and I lived it. Fast forward a bit to last year. Tom Fulp, the founder of Newgrounds, was talking about the lack of notoriety people give to Newgrounds.com despite it being the origin of so many legendary memes. In this thread, I happened to bring up my song remix. I mentioned the KnowYourMeme.com page. The reason I mentioned this is because for about 12 years, every single time I would Google Spooky Scary Skeletons, the Know Your Meme page would be the top result without fail, but the page mentioned neither me, nor Zeke Spacey Lizard, nor Tom Fulp. Miraculously, a longtime friend of mine logged into a very old account of theirs and sent an email to the administrator to get the page updated. Not only was the page updated, it now mentioned me, Zeke, and Tom all by name. However, Know Your Meme for Spooky Scary Skeletons no longer shows up in Google search results. It is now relegated, I believe, to the third page.
Wow.
Which is astonishing, weird SEO stuff.
Yeah.
So, no idea what's going on there. That's not the biggest controversy, though. So, most people know the song Spooky Scary Skeletons because of a very popular remix of it by EDM artist The Living Tombstone.
Yeah, I was going to mention
who came out of the brony community.
Yeah.
Back in the early to mid-aughts. And this is what Red M had to say about that. While I'm on the subject, The Living Tombstone made his original remix to capitalize off Andrew Gold's very recent death at the time, 2011. My remix was made as a celebration of his life and music, not some clout farm of the trendiest genre at the time, during the peak of its popularity in the wake of the author's demise. The Living Tombstone, if you're reading this, I think that it's really great you've never said a single word to me, despite the fact that I'm responsible for your entire fucking career, and I hope you enjoy it. Big ups for making the worst version possible of my favourite song in the world. Very cool. So, no love lost.
Jesus.
between Red M and The Living Tombstone there. Like, this, and I did some digging myself, and, like, I can't find any tunes or viral videos or anything using that song before this remix and this cartoon.
I mean, so, I don't think the Living Tombstone version is that bad.
Yeah, but obviously there is some bad blood there.
Sure, yeah.
Which I hope can get resolved. That would be nice, but yeah, unfortunately, as with a lot of things to do with internet clout, as Red M calls it,
yeah,
there are fraught personality clashes and lots of conflict.
I don't
in deciding
really
who was there first.
Think Living Tombstone needs clout from his Spooky Scary Skeletons remix, considering he's just had a song in the fucking Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
He hasn't. What? Really? Yes.
Well, yeah, he's pretty famous for making a fucking Five Nights at Freddy's remix as well.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And it's in the movie.
Wow.
Along with fucking Matt Pat.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Goodness me. Well, I won't be seeing it.
No, me either.
Not because of that, but for other reasons. But yeah, no. Red M and Zeke Spacey Lizard, aka Nathan Malone, are still very active, very productive, and as far as I can tell, making some pretty good stuff. So definitely go and check out their work if you like it. Yeah, it's cool. It's really cool. And also, you can see, like, so we talked earlier about this cartoon having a lot of different sort of artistic styles going on. That's also true for Nathan's work now. Nathan is very has a very diverse range of artwork, which I think is really neat. Like, there's some painterly stuff, there's some cartoonish stuff, yeah. There's some vector stuff, some like weird, like a recent picture from last year on his DeviantArt page is like a horrible like mess of jack-o'-lantern zombie weirdness. I don't even know how to describe it. It's disgusting and it's beautifully rendered.
Yeah, that's some really, really cool and impressive work here.
And of course, because Zeke Spacey Lizard has been around for so long, there are still people like in his ads asking him about stuff from the old days, from his early flash career and so on. So his star continues to shine pretty brightly, which is neat.
Yeah, that's neat. It's cool that people are continuing to like ask him about, and he's probably sick of hearing about it at this point, but it's cool that people are like still like, hey, remember the thing? Remember the thing you did? I remember
too, because we just watched it.
We just watched it. That's pretty fresh in there.
But no, like, Nathan's stuff is stuff that we have been requested to cover for a while. People haven't been, when requests have come in for Zeke Spacey Lizard cartoons, they haven't mentioned any in particular, but they know his name just from being part of that, being part of the scene,
yeah. Right?
And being part of so many different collaborations, and, you know, it's a name that comes up a lot in animation circles, yeah. From the time. So that's cool, right? To be such, I think it's cool to be such a well-known creator, and to clearly have influenced and touched the lives of an awful lot of people with an awful lot of stuff, even though a lot of it is just silly bullshit that he probably isn't particularly proud of now. Right? But also he's, you know, as with a lot of people we covered before, he has managed to turn it into a proper career, been working with all sorts of other really interesting people and on really cool projects and really big projects. So that's just neat. And yeah, that's the stories of Nathan Malone and Red M, who put together a really fun cartoon. We should finish with a few comments from the Spooky Scary Skeletons.
Oh, go on then.
So this is from R4PH, maybe Raph?
Maybe Raph.
April 6th, 2021, gave it 5 out of 5 stars on Newgrounds and said, "This was one of the first videos and definitely the first animation I saw on the internet. Thank you for making it."
Damn. Wow. Screb-Masters, October 20th, 2007, 5 out of 5. "Brilliant and unique. Excellent choice of song with some awesome animation to back it up. I was constantly surprised by the amount of animation and detail put into this animation. It made me chuckle many a time too. Everything was in sync and it had a lovely style to it. Well done. Front page for you."
Yeah. Oh yeah, we didn't mention, but like, it is all perfectly timed with the beat.
It is very, that is the part of it that pleased me the most. That always pleases me when things sync up to the beat. That makes my brain feel good.
Mm-hmm. Jack Baron King, on October 20th, 2007, when this first came out, said, 5 out of 5. "Wow, what amazing art." That's art with a capital A. "I have never seen Flash behave with your watercoloring and painting. I never seen so much artistic looking backgrounds and animation. It wasn't crappy at all, though your song wasn't the least bit catchy, but you had the right idea. But your art and painting really blew me away." Yeah, that's a,
sure.
it's a kind of a run-on mixed bag of a review, but, you know, I can see what Jack Baron King is getting at.
Sure.
I disagree, though. The song is very catchy.
The song is catchy. There's a reason it has stuck around for as long as it has. At this point, like, almost going on 30 years, right?
Yeah.
At this point. Owl K, October 31st, 2007, only 2.5 out of 5. Okay, 2.5 out of 5, and then he said, "Cool. It was the most Beza move I have ever seen."
To which Zeke Spacey Lizard responded, "Learn to spell."
That's learn, L-E-R-N, number 2, and S-P-E-L. Learn to spell.
Oh, dear.
Well, Al K is not wrong. It was a pretty Beza move.
That was a Beza move.
It was a Beza move, yeah.
I wonder if we can get the kids to start saying that. Whoa, bro, that was a Beza move.
Beza move.
No cap.
Stop that. You're too old for that. Stop it.
Look, I could say the words I want to say.
True.
Even if I do have back problems and taxes to pay. No whippersnapper's gonna get all up in my grill.
Yeah, so that you just dated yourself there. You did it.
Yeah. Oh, no!
You just did it. That was it. No one says those words in that order anymore.
Listeners, Flashketeers, help. If you're young, help.
Help. How to deal with being 35 next year. Help?
Hey, I'm not going to be 35 next year. That's you. That's I'll be young forever.
That's me. Yep.
We should do another cartoon.
Oh, all right then. Twist my arm.
Let's keep the music train rolling.
Yeah? Well, that sounds like...
Let's do another banger.
It sounds like you maybe want to look at a little cartoon called Oh 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 Sexy Vampire.
I sure do.
Excellent.
Could you say that title one more time?
Sure. Oh 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 Sexy Vampire.
Let's do it. Sound of like a 2007 anime con rave right there.
100%.
Oh, the happy hardcore levels are so potent.
Apologies to the viewers, I was wrong. It was ooh 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 sexy vampire,
but it's written oh.
It is written oh. Yeah, if you want to get someone to say ooh, you gotta put two o's in there.
Oh sexy vampire bracket Justin B's radio edit close brackets.
Yes, that is what we listened to.
Ah, what a club banger!
The sound of the inside of a club circa 2007.
Oh yeah, Alex, you're our resident music correspondent.
Yeah,
tell us all of your thoughts about this jam.
I mean, it is difficult to like comment musically on a music style that you haven't heard for nearly 20 years.
Oh.
I'm very familiar, like this I'm immediately like yeah I remember hearing stuff like this pretty frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the alt thousands. But it's quite obviously very competently put together. Unlike the last thing that we listened to, doesn't really peak anywhere. The chorus is pretty catchy. The bass thumps all the way through it as you would expect it to.
Four on the floor.
Yeah. Not a genre of music I really have that much exposure to, but I appreciate what it's doing.
Yes, at one point you did have a reaction to some of the lyrics.
Yeah, sorry, the lyric about yeah, you could say I'm raising the stakes. I was like, well,
raising the stakes.
But that's very, that's actually very. It more caught me off guard and got a reaction out of me than actually like rolling my eyes like ugh.
Yeah. So I have the lyrics up here.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna read you the parts that aren't just, you know, beat the beat. Ooh.
Yeah.
Why don't you just sit back and let me take care of the beat?
Yeah.
I forgot to wear my cross tonight. I left my garlic at home. It's so dumb, but it's so fun to wander around the city alone. I'm running, falling down. Chase me all around this town, and now you finally got me. What am I to do? Oh. Sexy vampire, I'm falling in love, so just bite me, baby, and drink all my blood. And it continues.
Yeah.
towards the end, she sings, sexy vampire, I'm falling in love with you because you need my plasma more than I do.
You gotta keep some of it, right?
Well, it's unclear, because the other thing I would like to discuss, Alex, is the plot.
Sure.
So this music video has a plot. It does. A proper action-packed romantic adventure plot. Yeah, you want to tell us what happens?
A romantic vampire story a full year before the Twilight movie even came out.
Yes. I mean, the books had already been coming out.
The books are out, yeah, but I mean...
But the Juggernaut was in motion.
Who reads books, am I right?
Yeah.
Who's got time for that?
Who reads books?
Who reads books? The story is, as the song says, there is a girl, she goes out, she's left her full bowl of garlic on the table.
It looks like she's left it on the bed.
On the,
it looks
or on like the bed? Just, like,
she's
yeah.
just got, like, a steaming... The bed is covered in steaming garlic.
Yeah. I mean, that would definitely keep the vampires away.
It would, yeah.
It would smell delicious as well. Sorry, I just remembered I'd recently seen a picture of, like, a Ziploc easy-to-access bag of cloves of garlic that labels itself as a snack.
just crunch one
right up.
They call that the Tony Abbott next level.
Fuck. So, yeah, there's a vampire that gets the girl, bites her because she doesn't have her cross or her entire bulbs of garlic with her. And then there are, like, vampire hunters that are chasing the vampire, but fail to stop the vampire.
They're so anime, these vampire hunters. I mean, everything in this is extremely anime chibi style. But the vampire hunters are particularly over-designed
so
in a really fun way.
They eventually get said vampire, like, lock him up, but then the girl comes back and she rescues him because, she's a vampire now because she got bit.
Well, yeah, that
and
makes
she
sense.
Saves him by firing out ghosts.
Yeah, she just
like
she releases ghosts from herself as if they're homing missiles.
Yep, and they break the vampire free. And then I think they go to a vending machine at the end there. Hang on.
Yeah. It was the vending machine where they first met at the start.
Oh, right. I missed that. Yeah, and they go back to the vending machine where they first met.
Just like in There She Is.
Oh, what? Yeah. That's nice. Also, the buttons on the vending machine. Oh. The beat. Just like the song.
Yeah. I've got to get myself a cool, refreshing can of O-Zero.
Beat with lime.
It's so chibi. It's so fucking cute.
Yeah.
In that, like, very clean, smooth, like, everything is sharp. It's sharp angles and delicious curves and gradients.
This...
So many flash gradients here.
Yeah.
It's so vectory.
This might be the most, like, 06, 07 thing we've ever looked at.
Yeah, I mean, we had Silent Hill 2 Chibi Edition in the previous episode.
Yes.
And that was definitely in this ballpark.
Definitely. I think that having the...
This is more pure street.
Having the song... As a company with the visuals and everything, I think that really puts it above Silent Hill 2 Chibi Edition.
Yeah, it's great. And like, I love... And again, like, it manages to do a lot with a little.
Right? Yeah.
Because there's very little actual character interaction. As in, like, you don't... Like, there's very little complex movement... Or complex, like, you know, like the fight scene is hands off, right? Like the freeing her beloved vampire Bishi from the array of chains and shackles, like that all just happens with her ghosts flying through them and so on, which gives the animators more time to focus on like set pieces,
Yeah.
I think. So, like, there's a really fun shot about halfway through where, like, Oh, yeah, so the vampire hunters have, like, these bombs with pixel smiles on them.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah, and they try blowing up the vampire, but he runs up the side of a building, dragging his green-haired lady behind him. And in the background, you can see, on the top of a neighboring building, the vampire hunters just sort of staring up at them. One of the vampire hunters is a nurse for some reason?
I don't know,
whatever. Yeah, it's great. I can see this being downloaded en masse onto people's flip phones.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this absolutely was blasted out of like the shittiest Sony Ericsson flip phone speaker you've ever fucking heard.
Yeah, this is some Motorola Razr Core. Yep,
absolutely.
2007, baby.
And the Motorola Razr is back.
As a smartphone?
Yeah, I think Motorola. Are they? Hang on, let me double check this. There is like a smart flip phone. Yep, the Motorola Razr.
Huh.
Is a flip phone. That's a smartphone.
Sure.
Because
okay.
We needed more ways for people to break their screens. slamming your Motorola smartphone closed too hard. Oops. It looks cool though.
I bet it feels really good though to hang up on someone.
Oh,
like
absolutely. I do wonder, like, eventually folding it as the screen that many times, eventually you're gonna get like a line in the middle. I don't know. I'm not personally sold, but hey, it's not for me. How about...
I know that there is also... I forget. I think it's a Samsung flip phone that folds up like a Game Boy Advance SP.
Yeah, see, that's more how I would imagine a folding smartphone with, like, a bottom bit that doesn't have a screen and a top bit.
No, it's
does.
All screen.
Oh, it's all screen?
It's all screen.
Oh, that might have been similar to what I was just looking at. I don't know about folding smart glass. I think that's just going to ruin your phone over time. Anyway.
Anyway, we should talk about vampire romance.
Let's talk
Alex,
about...
Oh, are you a big fan of vampire romance?
I hate vampires, so no.
You hate vampires?
Yeah, I hate vampires.
Just generally?
Yeah, I have this thing where I'm afraid of needles and blood being taken from my body, so it is like my worst fucking nightmare.
So a vampire nurse would be like the absolute
yeah,
worst.
Yeah,
no,
I would probably actually pass out.
Okay, what about a nurse who is a vampire hunter, like in this cartoon?
That would be better. I would
you
feel
you would ally yourself with the needle lady versus the vampire.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not memeing, by the way. I genuinely am afraid of blood being taken out of my body forcibly. That is a real thing I'm afraid of. Makes it a problem when I need to get blood done.
Thank you for clarifying, because I know that we would have had hundreds of angry fans emailing us, why is Alex pretending to be afraid?
I'm not pretending.
How dare she?
I have to apologize to the number of nurses that I probably startled by leaping to the other side of the room.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not a bit. It's very real. I hate it.
Okay, well, what's your favorite part of this, then? If you don't like the vampire aspect, what do you like?
I mean, the visuals accompany with the music. It's a good music video.
Yeah.
It's put together very competently. I like the visual style. As we've said, it super brings me back to, like, I can see these character faces, like, hanging off, like, some scene girl's belt. She's got, like, the biggest, greenest, yellowest, pinkest hair you've ever seen.
Yep.
It's good. Just stylistically, it's very good. It's very colourful. There's lots to look at. There's lots to enjoy. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it is very fun.
Yeah.
It's aged surprisingly well, given how dated it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think part of it is that, like, it is very light and fluffy, right? This is very shallow, like deliberately shallow songwriting and animation.
Yeah.
Writing, because it's meant to be like a quick glucose hit of a
yeah.
song.
Yeah.
This would be like, you know, between Move Your Dead Bones and I don't know, like a sped up version of the Evangelion theme.
Nightcore Evangelion. Okay.
Nightcore Evangelion, yeah, yeah. You know, while you're throwing down with, you know, your cousin's Vash the Stampede cosplay. And obviously you're dressed as Light Yagami.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of there's no good segue.
I'm
here.
Gonna be I'm interested to see where this how you segue this one, Tom. Like, what do you got?
Okay, right. Let me try. Well, so Light Yagami was the target of a Light Yagami, of course, in Death Note was the target of a rabid investigation.
Yes.
And speaking of investigation,
yes.
I think it's time for some Flash.
Ha ha! Well transitioned, Tom. Good save.
Yes.
So, one more time. Oh, Sexy Vampire was created by James Franzen, who goes by Gosha Doll on Newgrounds. They helpfully still have a website up, so I was able to get a bunch of background info there. They describe themselves as Seattle-based visual designer and animator.
Mm-hmm.
This was uploaded October 21st, 2007. At the time of recording this, it's got 782,615 views just on Newgrounds. It's front-paged, daily third place. Now, even more impressive, because as we both know, YouTube gets substantially more electronic foot traffic than Newgrounds does. The YouTube version of this has got, I hope you're sitting down, 3.7 million views.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And came out a year later.
And came out 1 year later. Again, cleverly tying in with the release of Twilight from 2008. James says on their website of their work, they say, "I hope my artwork is able to transmit positivity or spark some happiness in your life." They go on to say, "I'm primarily known for animation online. My specialty involves working in Adobe Anime and After Effects to bring strange stories in my head to life. From traditional sketch to using digital tools, I love to make clean, bold imagery that is a mix of modern and retro." And they have got a DeviantArt page, which has got a lot of like really good, very highly polished pieces. There is a couple of very good Super Mario pieces there, which that makes me happy because I'm a big Super Mario fan. Hang on, let me find it and send it to you, Tom.
You are a Mario enjoyer.
I do like a Super Mario. I have played basically all of them. Here it is.
Yes.
So, this particular animation is a collaboration with Disco Warp. That's a disco with a K. That's how you know it's cool. Who are an Ontario-based, describing themselves as a high-energy dance music project that have been around since 2005. Having listened to that, I would agree. Yes, that is definitely what they're doing. So this animation actually released on a physical CD-DVD combination in 2013. Named Living a Colorful Life. This was in collaboration with Disco Warp, I believe. This includes the animation they did prior to this one called Less Than Three, which they also
known for.
And
that one I had seen before.
Yeah, and their follow-up to Sexy Vampire, which is Deadbeat Boyfriend. These are both on Newgrounds as well. I think these are...
Did the Sexy Vampire betray her?
I don't think they're related. I think they are standalone pieces. So I'm sure the vampire couple had lots of vampire children together, happily ever after, sure.
Can vampires have children? I suppose it depends on the setting.
I don't know. Why don't we ask author of Twilight, Stephanie Myers?
Well, in that case, yes, the baby can, like, claw its way out of you, yeah. But also is psychic and can speak to you.
Nice, yeah.
Mormons are weird.
So yeah, lesson three, sexy vampire, deadbeat boyfriend, that's kind of the trifecta. There's a bunch of other stuff on there, too. They frequently uploaded to Newgrounds, starting in 2006, and they pretty much kept up with regular uploads all the way up until 2018. YouTube channel, of course, has way more stuff, as is often the case. Artists start posting from Newgrounds and just start posting on YouTube instead, because YouTube just has more traffic. Tons of collaborations. Unlike Nathan Malone, they are pretty prolific, but not to quite that level. They've done a lot. They've made a large amount of animated music videos for various artists, with their videos easily getting over 10,000 views apiece, including a fan animation of the Simpsons intro in their own style.
No way!
With music by one frequent collaborator they've worked with a few times called SR3. That has got 20 million views.
Awesome.
They've also recently tweeted about this animation this week, October 31st, saying, I'm reminded every Halloween that this is one year old. This is now 16 years old.
Oof, it's old enough to be a fan.
It is old enough to be a fan of Sexy Vampire, yeah. just one very cool last addendum here is that James entered a contest to have their art printed on an official Digimon card, and they actually succeeded. They won second place, and the card was printed. You can own a James Franzen of 000 Sexy Vampire fame Digimon card. That is the thing that you can get.
What's the card?
Let me see here. Let's see. Which card is your card, James?
Oh, it's Lilymon.
Is it Lilymon?
It's Lilymon.
It's Lilymon, yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, it's good.
Wow. Go, James.
I think they've also got an Agumon one.
Nice.
Yeah, the Agumon. You get Agumon card, and you get Lilymon card. That is, those are James Franzen originals.
That's really
Digimon.
Cool. Digimon.
Digital monsters.
Digimon are the champions.
that's what I got for James Franzen.
Wow, that's a very cool array of stuff,
yeah,
that James has been involved
and
in.
And they're still making stuff. They uploaded something. Oh yeah, they uploaded another collaboration with SR3, featuring I think that's Virgin Maria. The song is called Teledildonics.
Oh, hell yes. Sorry, I just love that word. It's one of the funniest words
that is
actually used.
Yeah, I just saw that and like raised my eyebrows like, oh, James. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, James Franz is still doing stuff. Made a lot of cool stuff. Digimon, they have the champions. Those are the cliff notes. Comments. Tom.
Yes.
These are from the Newgrounds page. User Frenchies Must Die, February 2nd.
Frenchies Must Die.
February 2nd, 2010. They said, well done, Flash, but this emo crap needs to stop. Now, listeners, I don't know if you'll agree with me here, but I no part of this says emo to me. When I think emo, I think very goth adjacent, mostly wearing
emotional hardcore,
all black, black eyeliner. Yeah, like loud guitars.
Dashboard Confessional,
My Chemical Romance, Good Charlotte, you know, that kind of thing. I don't think fucking happy hardcore beat the beat thumping bass. This is scene kid shit. A 1,000,000%. Anyway.
Yeah. Get your facts straight,
overall,
Frenchies Must Die.
The quality of a video is something to be proud of, but I am sick of this entire emo fad.
Oh my god.
Vampires used to mean something. Bela Lugosi, Nosferatu, and Bram Stoker are examples of what vampires should be.
I'm sorry, Bram Stoker himself was not a vampire.
That's what he meant when he said Bram Stoker's Dracula. That apostrophe shouldn't have been there. They were trying to tell us that Bram Stoker was Dracula.
Bram Stoker was a Dracula.
They are examples of what vampires should be. Not this, the world is out to get me, so I'm going to make believe in vampires that want to wine and dine before they suck ... blood. The zombie movement is still as good as it's ever been. But vampires have been going downhill, especially that, well, there's an Osler here. Twilight crap came out. Don't even get me started on werewolves. And then Nosferatu equals good movie. Twilight equal pure crap.
What's wrong with werewolves?
Listen.
Did werewolves also get emo-fied?
Listen, Tom.
Did the feminists come for werewolves, Alex?
Don't even get me started on werewolves.
The zombie movements.
I just got this really...
Hold fast, men!
Funny...
The sparkle vampires amassing on the hills!
I had this really funny mental image of, an emo kid sadly standing in the middle of the dance room while beat beat the beat blares out of a nearby speaker.
I mean, you are describing things I have witnessed at anime cons in my teens. Goodness me.
Well, good news, Tom, because why don't you read the next comment?
Okay. This is by Mubi1. Which is what it says on my driver's license.
You don't drive, don't lie.
No, that was a lie.
Yeah.
January 27th, 2010. So wrong it's... so wrong it's Hanius. Decent Flash, but I have a huge grudge with this whole sexy emo vampire movement. Vampires are ugly smell of dirt and are generally the reason you stay home at night. These pretty boy vamps couldn't hold a candle to Nosferatu and are nothing more than glorified syringes. Twilight just ruined a bunch of men's lives, right?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I mean, Twilight was bad.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And the books are bad.
Yeah.
And weird and not good.
No.
But, come on!
This is just the era of people not understanding that, if you don't enjoy something, you just don't have to pay any attention to it. You can just ignore it. It goes away. There are lots of things that I, vehemently disenjoy, and you know what I don't do? I don't engage with them. And, magically, they're not in my life. I don't think about it because I don't actively go looking for stuff I don't like.
But teenage girls like it, Alex. Teenage girls like it. That's a threat.
I don't care. Like, teenagers like Fortnite. I don't give a shit. Like, fuck, I just don't care.
Teenage girls and their love for Edward or maybe Jacob are going to destroy the civilization that we've built so hard with manly vampires.
Listen, do I roll my eyes a little bit when, you know, Spider-Man shows up in Fortnite? Yes. Does it completely ruin my enjoyment of Spider-Man? No. No, it does not.
Also, like, there have been so many shit Spider-Man things already. Yeah, like, I mean, Fortnite's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, true. But, you know, you see what I'm saying. Like, it being in something that I don't personally, like, really... I understand Fortnite, but, like, it's not something that I'm, like, into. It doesn't ruin Spider-Man for me. I can go back, I can watch the Raimi movies, I can watch the Spider-Verse movies, like, it's still there. If you're so, like, sad about the state of vampire stuff, and these people go like, Nosferatu, and Bela Lugosi, and Bram Stoker, like, well, fucking watch Bram Stoker's Dracula, watch Nosferatu, fucking do something about it. Jeez. Leet Shooter, October 28th, 2007, said, dude, I want that song. Where can I get a URL for my project playlist? And could you send it in MP3 format to this person's actual fucking email they wrote down?
And finally, Galen Uchu, September 15th, 2023, said, Nostalgia, thy name is the late 2000s. I mean, that's how nostalgia
that
works.
Galen, have I got a podcast for you?
Yeah, it's us.
It's
Hello.
Us. Hello.
Yep. Hi, listen, Galen.
You're on the podcast now. You're famous. That's a lie.
You made it.
Sorry.
You're famous.
You're famous.
You can show this to your mum.
Yeah. Like, my Newgrounds comment from 2 months ago got on the pod. Wow.
This is an official flash in the pan shout out to Galen Uchu and all who sail in her.
I salute.
There's a tear running down my cheek right now.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful. Okay, well, that was ooh, sexy vampire.
Oh, sexy vampire?
Yeah.
Or, as... as part of my brain wants to pronounce it, sexy vampire.
Oh, sexy vampire. Oh.
Oh, sexy vampire.
I'm not sure if you're trying to do Snake or Marge Simpson there.
I think I was trying to do Snake. Okay. Right, oh no, it looked like an evil magician has sawn this episode in half. You will be getting the second half sometime soon, but for now, that's your lot, and I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, then you should check us out on patreon.com/flashinthepan if you'd like to support us. Our website, as always, flashinthepancast.com. Email us at flashinthepancast@gmail.com. We're on Twitter. We are everywhere. You would like to review and rate us on your podcatcher of choice. Help us help the spooky algorithm attune to our psychic energies or something. Hey, this has been great. Thank you to our web host, Alicia E. Goranson. Thank you to you, Flashketeers, for listening. And part 2 of episode 104 will be dropping very soon. It might even be lurking behind you right now. Have a great flash. Flash in the pan. Flash in the pan.